Blog Talk Radio. Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, and thank you for joining us. This show is brought to you by Empress Marketing. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Charles Jenkins with Winning, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Good energy fills me. I feel the love. I know it's not me. It's from above. I'm overflowing. I feel the good. It's something on me strongly. If you feel me, everybody throw your hands up and say, we know. I feel the grace. I don't deserve it. It's just his pace. I'm aerial surfing, gone with the wind. His hand is on me. If you agree, can't explain it simply. Go ahead and throw your hands up. I woke up this morning.
Thank you, God.
To get it in. No, I'm not playing. This is my trend. No, I'm not perfect. I wanna get it right. So I encourage my own self. Turn left, focus on my own shelf. Reach for the top, don't stop.
Hands.
Yeah.
Sunday Best Contestant and singer Jessica Reedy with Can't Hold Me Back. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. In the Amplified version of 2 Corinthians 2 and 14, it says, "But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us spreads and makes evident everywhere the sweet fragrance of the knowledge of Him." I want to let you know that nothing can hold you down. Nothing can hold you back. You may be faced with difficult times and feel that you cannot start again after being dealt such a devastating blow. When it's all said and done, understand that you will be victorious. You will triumph. Nothing can stop you from beating the odds and doing the things that you've been called and purposed to do. He gives us the strategies and the tools to overcome anything, period. Open your heart and listen for clear direction. Remember, every move, every plan, every event is orchestrated with an expected winning ending. That's our Fresh Start segment. This show was brought to you, or is being brought to you, by Empress Marketing. Empress Marketing, offering services from A to Z. Whether it's a simple flyer design, full-on branding, billboards, web design, or social media management, we have you covered. Empress Marketing, marketing designed for empires. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. And we're so excited to have you tune in. I know you're going to enjoy today's topic, winning with a losing hand. But first, here's Not Just What You Say by Fred Hammond right here on the Best of Inspirational Music and Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Not just what you say. Not just what you say. Not just what you say.
Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. And now it is time for the Renewed Heart segment. I want to remind all of us that what we say matters. Joyce Meyer writes, every word we speak can either be a brick or to build or a bulldozer to destroy. Furthermore, St. Matthew 12:34 says, oh, generation of vipers, how can ye be evil? Speak good things, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak it. We must be careful and thoughtful about what we ponder and think in our hearts, because it will eventually come out of our mouths. We can either speak wholesome, life-giving words or words that destroy and tear down. Let's all remember to think before we speak, because, again, what you say and what I say matters. That's our Renewed Heart segment for today. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio, sponsored by Empress Marketing. I am so excited to share with you a wonderful person who can masterfully discuss our topic for today, winning with a losing hand. Let's welcome author, minister, certified life coach, and founder of Just in the Nick of Time and In Auntie's Arms, Dr. Anita Allen Penn. Dr. Penn?
Yes. Yes, this is me.
Hi, how are you this evening? Thank you for being with us at Brand New Day with Emily Blue. We're so excited to have you tonight.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm excited to be on with you all.
Awesome, awesome. So we're just going to dive right on in. So I want you to tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, thank you again for having me on. I am Dr. Anita Allen Penn. I'm also known as Dr. Auntie. I am a mother. I'm an author. I'm a minister, and I'm a life coach. Basically, I like to empower, especially women, but empower everybody and encourage everybody not to lose their faith in God when they are faced with major life-changing decisions and events that come along that cause us to have to make decisions that we may not really want to deal with. Just knowing that with God all things are possible, that we can still win if we have a hand that's been dealt to us, that we are not looking at as being too favorable. But that's what I do. I have three beautiful children that I raise, and just going every day like everybody else, just living an empowered and free life, free in Christ.
Okay, awesome. But I know that you have a brand new book that is out, so I want you to tell us a little bit about the new book tell us a little bit about the new book that you have out.
All righty. So I have a new project, and I actually have two new books out. But it's the project Winning with a Losing Hand, and it has a 31-day devotional book as well. So Winning with a Losing Hand, man, it really has been a project that is very powerful to me, because I address things that happened in my life, things that caused me to think I was that I was just at a loss. I discussed divorce, death, being overweight, depression, single with children, and having different embarrassments or fears and anger, and also dealing with a disability. I have a son that's disabled, and also dealing mm-hmm. with guilt. So I addressed 13 different things, just like a hand of spades that so many of us are familiar with playing. But I talk about 13 different things that made me think that I was living with a losing hand. And in this project, in talking about those things, I try to also give ways of how we should think differently and realize that if we have a relationship with Christ and allow Christ to, in our lives, and he comes on almost like a partner would, that we can still win, that he can come in and turn those things around for us in a way that we never would have imagined that he could turn them around. And, you know, life is just tricky like that. The game of spades is a tricky game, and life is tricky like that. And we don't know what life is going to deal us, but when we know that we have a partner who is for us, then we can expect to win in the end. So I talk about that, and then I have the 31-day devotional, which is just like a guide to challenge your thoughts and challenge your feelings about some of the things that you may identify as being a losing hand for yourself. And then you have scripture references and questions that will just cause you to reflect on your own life, and then also having prayer prompts and affirmations and victory verses in it as well. So I really would love for people to look at the project as, you know, as a two-book collection, actually, because in reading and considering the things that I put out, I would hope that that will cause you to start considering and reflecting on some things on your own and in your own life.
That's good. That's good, because oftentimes we definitely need to be reminded that we're not in this walk alone, and we do have someone. We have an advocate, someone who's working with us to make sure that we can get through the tough times. And so I'm very excited about your book title. And your, of course, your two part book title really grabbed my attention when I was online, and I was like, I've got to have Dr. Penn on because it's such a provocative topic. Because I think a lot of us are in this, in that space where we feel like we feel defeated often more than we feel victorious sometimes with everything that's going on, just from an everyday life perspective, whether it's the loss of a loved one or, you know, just different things going on in your life, like you said previously. So thank you so much for putting in the labor and the time to produce and birth that particular book, because I know that did not come without its own set of obstacles and opposition and pangs.
Absolutely. And, you know, even in producing this, I had to learn about emotional strain as well as spiritual distress, but I was able to overcome. And honestly, it took me about a year longer than what my target date was, because I went through and relived so many things. But because I am wanting people to just be whole, you know, if I can come into contact with you and you leave me and you're whole, or I can put something in your hand like this book project and you're whole, then it's worth it. You know, we face so many adversities, and we face times where we think that we have friends and we've built partnerships, but when certain adversities come up, there's no friend, and there's no partnership, there's no friendship, there's nobody there other than Christ that can help us. You know, over in Psalm 147, he says that he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And some wounds we just need to be bound. We need his healing. We need him to heal our heart. And so many times we look for others to do that. But this book really points at who is the ultimate person, and that has to be Christ in your life. That, you know, because he knows what plans he has for you, he knows how this these things that come up, he knows how they work into his master plan for our lives. And then he takes all of these pieces, and that's what I found in this. He takes all of these broken pieces, but he makes a masterpiece out of it. So I am just enjoying looking at myself and seeing a reflection, and seeing the reflection of being God's masterpiece with all of the brokenness. And that's what I hope that others will also be able to see in themselves after getting their hands on this project.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about what you offer clients in your life coaching practice. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So coaching it and mentoring has really come about probably within the last 4 years for me. What I try to do is successfully guide you into making life choices for yourself, not telling you what you should do, but guide you, ask you questions that will help you, that will help guide you into the way that, that will be most operable for you, into what your finality is. A lot of times we get ideas, we get plans, but we don't make a complete plan. So I like to try to help you make a complete plan, outline your life. We go into everything with a plan. We go into everything with different, I guess, like points of where we've completed. But when we look at our lives, a lot of times we just get out here kind of freestyling, and we have to take ownership of that, and we have to take our lives back and take things back into control, and not give all of our, I'll say, give all of your stuff away, not give all of your ideas away, not give all of you away, but focus on yourself. So guided discussions, I have a couple ladies that have children with disabilities, so it kind of helps that I've kind of been walking that walk for the last 10 years, so I don't mind sharing. I'm at a point in my life that I don't mind sharing, and if it's something I don't know or I'm not familiar with, I do not mind putting you into contact with somebody who will be able to help you more than what I can. So this is my assignment from God is just to, as I said before, try to help people get to a certain level of wholeness, and I am not so conceited that if I can't get you there, I won't help try to find a way to get you there. So it's just like having a talk with one of your homegirls or one of your friends, real easy conversation, and we just, you know, see where you want to head to, and we do what we have to do to get you there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's Ten. I want you to stay right there because we're gonna go to a song, but I want you to stay right there, and we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk a little bit more about our topic, Winning with a Losing Hand, and talk a little bit about your philanthropic endeavors and how they came about and all those good things. You're listening
Absolutely.
To Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio as we talk to author, minister, certified life coach, and founder of Just in the Nick of Time and In Auntie's Arms, Dr. Anita Allen Penn. The number is 563-999-3456, and we absolutely would love to hear your questions and comments. But first, here's Jacalyn Carr with You Will Win.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win. Win. You will win. Win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
time for the Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. August is deemed as National Wellness Month. National Wellness Month focuses on self-care, managing stress, and promoting healthy routines. Create wholesome habits in your lifestyle all month long and even beyond, and see how much better you feel. Research has shown self-care helps manage stress and promotes happiness. Whether you challenge yourself to try a spa or some type of exercise to relax, or make a small change and impact your health in positive ways. So let's all commit to set definitive goals and take action to enhance our overall well-being. That's our Live Smart segment. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio, and we are here with Dr. Anita Allen-Tin discussing our topic, Winning with a Losing Hand. All right, Dr. Penn, so let's get back into our discussion. I wanted to ask you, I know that, because there's a lot of in-between times when we recognize that we're winning with a losing hand. What are some ways when we feel in those moments that we feel defeated, what are some ways that we can keep our spirits lifted and motivated as we endure those tough times in this particular process of our lives?
Okay, that's a very good question. You know, I think the main thing for us to understand is that we should anticipate that we're going to have some adversity, and it should not come as a surprise. One of the things that I always share is that how do we win without competition? If you look at any sports, when you win, a lot of times it's not over. You just go to the next round. So when we have those times where we may feel defeated, I suggest affirmations. If you're just speaking words of affirmation over your life, you know, I choose to be happy. It doesn't matter what's going on in my life. I have a choice. I can choose to be happy. I'm thankful for another day. You know, even though I may have some things that I have to face on today that I really don't want to deal with, I'm here. I have another day. I forgive myself and my mistakes. That's a big one for me, because so many times we will live in condemnation in those, you know, when we're going through, and we will condemn ourselves, and others will tell us things, and they may speak words, and we take them offensively, and we take them as condemnation. But we have to still speak. We have to speak words of affirmation over ourselves. I will operate in love. Even if I don't like what's going on, I'm still going to operate in love. I'm not going to allow these things to change me. I'm unstoppable. You know, a lot of times we feel defeated when we have a losing hand, but we have to just speak those things as though they are, so that we can just start walking in. I refuse to give up. You know, I refuse to give up. And why do I refuse to give up? For me personally, I refuse to give up because I have three people to raise. You know, I can't give up in this. You know, I have nieces, I have nephews, and now I consider, you know, when I have other ladies and gentlemen connect to me, I have people who are watching me, so I can't give up. I have to take care of my stuff. I have to be creative. I have to be talented. So those things that we face, those losing matters that we have in our hands, we cannot let it take us out. It can lose for a moment. It could be a loss for a moment. But if you're protecting your mind, you're protecting your thoughts, and you're anticipating that, you know what, I know the devil is coming to try to steal my joy, so I'm going to start standing guard for when he comes, not if he comes. Because we know it's coming. You know? So we have to make our approach different. And that's, like I said first, the very first thing that I believe anybody should should think of is, how am I going to win without competition? Now, how am I going to handle this competition?
That's good. That is so good. I promise you, I am taking all kinds of mental notes, and you have been just dropping amazing jewels for our listening audience. And so I wanted to ask you a little bit about your nonprofit organizations. Tell me a little bit about each of them.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, I have Just in the Nick of Time Ministries. It's a little play on my son's name. I have a son named Nicholas. Nicholas has Down syndrome, and he also was born with a congenital heart defect. And my writing basically started around his life. I was in school when he was born, and when I got to writing my dissertation, I actually wrote about him and was able to defend it to a professor that was a book publisher. So that's where the interest and the spark came. But from that, I have been able to teach workshops on Discipling Through Your Disability, which is my first book that was published. But I try to advocate in such a way for those who face disabilities that the world says, you know what, you're going to be stuck with this forever. You know, we don't have to accept only what doctors say. We don't have to accept only what others believe. But we can have a certain belief for ourselves and start working toward making sure that, you know, we're still teaching, we're still discipling others, even though we're disabled. And what I found, Emily, is that I had more disabilities than he did, you know, things that have held me back. So some of the things that I write about in my new book, things that I thought were in my hand as lost, you know, I realized that they disabled me because I wasn't out doing anything. So in that realm, in the Just in the Nick of Time ministries, it's more of approaching from an advocate standpoint. I've also had an opportunity to teach a couple years at the National Down Syndrome Congress conventions on a national platform. So I'm very, very grateful for that. But it just gets awareness out there that families can function, you can function whole. It takes a village. Now, I'm very grateful for the village. It takes a village, but build a village. And here's the thing. I have two other children. My son has a twin. By building his village, has helped the entire family unit. So a lot of times we get a negative outlook on things that disable us, but I try to show that you don't have to stay negative in that. You can also, you know, have a positive life. And then the other the nonprofit organization, In My Auntie's Arms, it has really was like a whirlwind for me because I never would have anticipated having an opportunity to love on ladies and to love on young ladies like I have been. I was invited about 5 years ago now to speak at a retreat, and I went and everything was fine. The following year, they asked me to come back, but to only deal with the younger ladies. And after that year, the younger ladies reached out to me and was like, you know, we need more. What can we do to meet with you more often? And I prayed about it, and I sought God, and I was like, God, are you sure? Are you sure? Because I never would have thought that would have been a direction that that he would take me down. And probably, I think it was 2 years ago, we got started where we meet once a month for empowerment workshops, and we meet the first Saturday of every month, and we're in our second year of doing that. Small, intimate settings. God has not directed me to do anything on a grand scale. I like to put my hands on you. I want to hug you. I want you to know I'm for real. I want to expose my scars to you, and you know that they're for real, and you know that I am imparting into you things to help empower you. And I just can't do that on a huge platform. So I love the the group settings will, you know, it's usually about 20, 25 max of us, and we're able to sit down and sit as a circle of sisters. And the reason that they started calling me Auntie and Dr. Auntie is because they said, well, we can't call you Mama because you're not going to ever own up to being old enough to be any of our mothers. And so we started laughing about that. And then another girl said, well, you try to be too jazzy, so you're not going to allow us to call you Mama. I said, you're absolutely right. So we started laughing. They said, we'll call you Auntie. I said, I think I like that. And so that's how that name derived. And now, you know, I love it. I treat them like an auntie. So I can love on you like a mama, but I can give you some firm, hard conversations like an auntie would, because I want you on the right track. But you know, I'm telling you in a because I love you. So those two things are dear to my heart. And I love both of them, and I'm just amazed at how God allowed me and is allowing me to raise twins in the natural who are so different, boy and girl twins who are so different, and then he gives me the opportunity to deal with the same type of thing spiritually. So I'm just in awe of what he's doing, and I thank you for allowing me to share this and share this platform and share what I'm doing on your platform. I just really appreciate you.
Oh, anytime. I would love to. I know we got a chance to start kind of communicating a little bit around, I believe it was 2017, around the time that my mom was going through her journey, may she rest in peace.
Yes.
And but anyway, I'm grateful that you were able to come on today, because you've given everybody a lot of insight and a lot of different ways to think about how they approach going through obstacles and opposition, or what looks like opposition. And
yes.
So I appreciate
yes.
it. So please tell me a little bit about do you have any upcoming events or a book signing or something like that that you could tell our listening audience, because we want to support you and we want to find out where we can get the books.
Okay. Well, thank you again. I can be reached at my website, iamdrauntie.org, and there's a link there for books. And honestly, I have not planned yet a book signing. This literally, I just got these books in on last week, and I think I was like breathing a sigh of relief, because when I say I labored over this, I truly labored over it. But I have been talking and looking to secure some dates. But I would love for you to visit the website. If you go to iamdrauntie.org, you have a link there for In My Auntie's Arms. You have a link there for the Just in the Nick of Time Ministries, and then a link there just to stay connected to me for and to purchase your books and other projects. I do want to say that In My Auntie's Arms, I also have a group page on Facebook for In My Auntie's Arms. It's only for women, and we every night, Monday through Friday at 9 p.m., I do a segment called 9 at 9. It's 9 minutes of empowerment at 9 p.m. Central Time. I do sign on about 8:50 to give the ladies a few minutes to get signed in. But it's 9 minutes of empowerment. We have grown from – I've just been doing it this year, started in January. I think about 12 ladies were getting on right at 9 o'clock with me, and now we are easily in the 50s, right at 9 o'clock. And then when I go back and look, I see that they're watching the video, so it's really helping. I've gotten words of encouragement, and when I say words of encouragement is when they say that these nuggets, I call them nighttime nuggets, these nighttime nuggets have helped me. So I'm just excited about that, you know, God has allowed me to be in a season of hearing from him and being able to just share with my girlfriends. I do upload some of them to a YouTube channel, a YouTube page under I Am Dr. Auntie, so anybody can see the 9 at 9s. But there, it's exciting. I love it. We get on there, and, you know, God always has some good nighttime nuggets for us to ponder over. A few things that I've heard, one of the things that I've heard that I'm really inspired by is that feedback from the book and from the 9 at 9s is that they say, you know, you're not too preachy. Because a lot of times, you know, people are just looking for the heart of it, the meat of it. We give God, but I'm trying to make you think, you know, trying to help you to derive to the answer yourself. So that's the same thing that happens with the nuggets. I just give it to you in 9 minutes, and I tell them all the time, I just trust that the Holy Spirit is going to tell you where to apply this in your life. Not trying to bash anybody over the head, but just giving them information. And so we are growing. I want to say that it's probably about, I know it's over 950 ladies in that group, and we just are led by whatever God says. We get on there, get our nuggets, and go on about our business. So we'd love to have any of your listeners to join in, but it's only through the In My Auntie's Arms group page, not my personal page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understood. So where can Dr. Penn, first of all, again, thank you so much for joining us on tonight. Could you tell us where our listeners can reach out to you online? I know you've given us your website, but social media as well.
Yes, so on social media, I am on Facebook under Anita Allen Penn, my name, and also under Dr. Auntie. And then I'm on Instagram under I Am Dr. Auntie. And then, of course, if you go on the website, IamDrAuntie.org, and click on the social media links, it'll take you straight to my social media pages as well.
Okay, awesome. Well, I know I'm going to make sure I get my book before school gets good and started. I also am a teacher, so I'm going to make sure I get that because I know that's going to be a useful tool.
And we'll
definitely be in touch offline because I have some questions that I want to ask you. So again, Dr. Penn, thank you so much for joining us on this evening. I hope you have an awesome week.
Thank you so much for having me, and you are doing a great job, and I just want to say thank you for including me, and thank your listeners on Brand New Day for stopping by and listening to my story. I do appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Corinne Hawthorne with Unstoppable.
They told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls that you should get your soul up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I'm gonna be the boss of it. And just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna never stop. I still believe I'm something special. Can't take that from me. So you can say what you want, I gon' hold it stronger. Be who I'm supposed to be. Cause I'm unstoppable. I get all the way in it. That's the way I was made. And I'm up on my Might make mistakes, but I don't let it break me, 'cause I'm still on my way.
Inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. I want you to remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 tonight. We've had an incredible time talking about winning with a losing hand. And I just want you to just stay encouraged and be empowered as we navigate through all of the vicissitudes of life. We want to make sure that you are connected and plugged in with us. Tell people about what we're doing here on the show. So we'd love to hear from you. We want you to email us with your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. That's eblue@wetalkradio.com. And also, follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Brand New Day Emily. And let's keep the conversation going. I want you to go to our social media platforms and share your story, your winning with the losing hand moment or story. So let's recap. In our Fresh Start segment, we shared Nothing Can Hold You Down. Our Renewed Heart segment was about What You Say Matters. Our Live Smart segment was about National Wellness Month. Let's pray. Can I pray with you? Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise and glory and honor. We thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you. We glorify you. We honor you, God. For every blessing, we ask you to help us and order our steps and keep us moving forward, Lord God. Keep us moving forward. Every single step and every single movement of this week. We ask you, Lord God, to give us a victorious attitude. Give us a winning attitude, a positive attitude as we deal with what you've dealt us so that we can move forward in life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you and we give you praise and glory. We'd like to leave you with an inspirational quote from Brett Hull. Losing is essential to anyone's success. The more you lose,
the more you want to win. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Legacy featuring Kirk Franklin with If You Don't Mind.
Hit me!
If you don't mind, can I be far from pain?